thoughts.
Sorry?
Just talk about your thoughts on the match. It was pretty close all the way, and he just seemed to get a couple of big
points. It was pretty close. I feel like in the first set I gave myself more than my fair share of chances, and I didn't convert them, so I deserve to lose. I think it was good tennis at times, but I don't know if either one of us played our best stuff tonight. It was a little bit spotty for me out there, and I felt like I was on the verge of playing real well this week. I just didn't quite get there.
And he seemed like in the second set he picked up a little bit, especially on his service games, and then the one chance you have, he comes with the aces, the backhand volley, the two aces when you're doing break point.
Yeah, he served well to get himself. It's weird. It's like I was getting, on the kind of the medium range point. It's kind of backwards from how it normally is. Normally when it's early in games, people serve well, and then if you put pressure on them, they start kind of spraying a little bit. And I think today it was a little bit of the opposite. I was getting looks. I had plenty of looks and plenty of break points, and I felt like I was in most service games. But then he was coming up with some big serves when he needed to.
And he matches up well against you.
Yeah, I mean, he matches up well against me because he can play defense from that far back, and he's great at hitting passing shots from tough positions. He handles pace well. So a lot of my strengths he handles well, but at the same time, I feel like if I execute, I'm going to have a little bit more success. And tonight I miss some forehands, from the middle of the court, and I just felt like I was hitting the ball okay. I just didn't quite get to the level where I felt like completely comfortable and completely great hitting the ball. And it's kind of felt like that all week. Like I've been searching to find that top form, and I just didn't get there.
Is he one of the speediest guys you'll see on the tour?
As far as his pure speed, I don't know, but he's great at one, even playing defense from tough positions, and even if he's not totally there, making you play something. He's great at. There are a lot of guys who are really fast, but as soon as they're on the run, they can't hit the ball. And he moves well, and even when he's on the run, he's able to kind of create something or put it in an uncomfortable position for you. So it's his speed is deceiving, maybe.
You seem kind of most upset with your approach shots. Do you think that was one of the biggest kind of problems?
I just didn't come in with enough emphasis tonight. I was giving him looks at passing shots, and he was taking them, and he's too good at that to I actually played my best tennis down a break in the second set. But that's a little late. I just wasn't coming in with emphasis, which is disappointing. And I was just a little bit inconsistent this week.
And he's tough to chip and charge on, too. I mean, you really feel like you have to hit it when you approach it?
Yes and no. I mean, if you leave it short and you leave it hanging, then it's tough. I mean, if you put it in a good position, you have to hit a good chip. You're not going to get away with an average chip against him.
How do you feel about minimizing the angles and approaching right at him?
Yeah, I mean, I did it a couple times tonight, and that can be a good play. But at the same time, he's able to create four shots from pretty much any angle. When I mean four shots, I mean short, both ways, cross court and down the line. He kind of has that variety and the hands to do that. So, that's a decent play, but I don't know if you can use it as your primary objective. I think that's a good mix-up, though.
What do you think he'll do against U.S. serve tomorrow?
Well, I mean, Ivo's in control of his own service game. I mean, he has the best server we've ever seen. You can't teach 6'10", and I've said that before. But, he's good at blocking it back, so he'll do as well as anyone.
And you said you were, not quite maybe not as aggressive as you wanted to be today. Is any of that because of Davis Cup and the travel and absolute fatigue?
No, I was down a little bit this week, and it was kind of tough, but I felt like I was up for this one mentally, and that's probably a legit excuse earlier on in the week, but I've been here 5 days now, so I didn't really feel that tonight at all. A couple nights ago, possibly, but not tonight.
You seem to slice every forehand return. Did that work to keep you off balance, or not really?
He was doing that early on. I started serving and volleying, and kind of he took that away, and then he started hitting it over a little bit. So it was a little bit of a game of chess of when he was going to do it and when he wasn't. And I don't know if I, you know, made enough for a serve. I haven't seen the stats, the percentages, but I'm guessing it was below 60%. And, you know, therefore he's getting a lot more looks at second serves, you know, which is not a good thing. You know, I feel like if I'm hitting my spots and hitting my serve well, you know, it's on my racket. But he definitely always does a good job if he gets a racket on it, trying to make a play on it.
Just a couple more, please. Your brother John has been scouting out some of the matches. Has Jimmy given you any advice on the match tonight?
Yeah, he sent me a text message beforehand, and he was like, shoot for deep, be aggressive, and pretty much everything I just said I didn't do is what he told me to do. So, yeah, I'm probably not looking forward to that conversation later.
Andy, he's on your side of the draw next week. This could be the makings of a pretty good rivalry. Do you enjoy playing him? Is it a good challenge for you?
It is a good challenge. I mean, obviously I'm 1-3 against him, you know, not counting when you're playing the XL. So, you know, but that's fine. I mean, you use this whole year to peak for slams and to make runs there. And it's all part of the process, you know. So it's always good to see where you're standing at any given moment against other top players. So, yeah, it's fine. I mean, we'll go handle it if we get there next week. But yeah, I'm sure we both have a little bit of work to do before then.
What did he say to you at the end of the match? It seemed a little longer than the usual.
That's between us. It's fine. He was very nice.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.